Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber reached an agreement with the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission to list all New York City taxis in its app. Passengers will pay roughly the same fare for a taxi ride as for an Uber X ride, and cab drivers who take Uber passengers will be paid the same rate as Uber drivers. While a first in the U.S., Uber made deals with taxi operators in international markets, including Austria, Barcelona, and Hong Kong. Instacart announced it will offer its Instacart platform to grocery retailers, even retailers not partnered with it for deliveries. This platform offers features for e-commerce, delivery fulfillment, scanless carts, and brick-and-mortar operations, while offering data insights for retailers. These features can be purchased a la carte or as a single platform. Publix will use the platform's fulfillment features in Atlanta and Miami to offer 15-minute grocery delivery. Instagram announced two new modes for viewing its main feed. Following offers a reverse chronological feed, and Favorites will let users highlight up to 50 accounts that will show up higher in your feed or in a dedicated Favorites feed. In the announcement, Instagram head Adam Mosseri said, "Over time, we're going to add more recommendations to your feed based on your interests." U.S. District Judge Ed Kincaid ruled Tuesday that China's ZTE should be allowed to end its 5-year probation in the U.S. after pleading guilty to charges of illegally shipping U.S. technology to Iran and North Korea. ZTE had been accused of violating the probation by committing visa fraud to bring researchers to the U.S. under J-1 academic visas. The judge found ZTE was legally responsible for the actions, but that there was not a justification for extending the probation. However, the judge did encourage the government to pursue criminal or civil penalties against the company. ZTE's probation is now ended, and it can operate normally in the U.S. Arizona residents can now add driver's license or state IDs to the Apple Wallet app. These can be used at select TSA security checkpoints in Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, although limited to travelers using PSA PreCheck initially. Apple says Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, and Utah will add ID support and wallet soon. The mobility company Bird launched a pilot for a battery-powered attachment for wheelchairs as part of a new adaptive program with the New York City e-scooter pilot in the Bronx. Individuals must apply for the program, with attachments delivered and installed by someone on the Bird team, and then able to come on and off in seconds once initially set up. The attachments include a 350-watt motor able to go up to 12 miles an hour with a removable battery. The news agency Interfax reports that Russia's communications regulator Roskomnadzor blocked Google News in the country, claiming it allowed users to access inauthentic materials regarding Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Google confirmed the disruption. Twitter rolled out an update to search in direct messages, now letting users search through message content. Previously, search would only surface usernames for DMs. IKEA released the Vapabee Bluetooth speaker lamp, a $65 outdoor lamp, and the first speaker to support Spotify Tap. This feature automatically resumes playback when tapping on the power button. It includes a rechargeable battery, IP65 weather resistance, and USB-C charging. An update to Apple's CarPlay website now lists support for car key functionality on the 2022 Genesis GV60, 2022 G90, and 2022 Kia Niro. Up until now, only select BMW models supported the feature. A Kia spokesperson told MacRumors it would have more information about digital key availability in the coming weeks. Zoom now provides native integration with Twitch to live stream meetings to the platform. Users could already stream Zoom calls to Twitch with a streaming URL and key, but now users can just click directly on a Live on Twitch button within Zoom. Display supply chain consultant analyst Ross Young shared parts of a report with 9to5Mac, which claims Apple plans to release a MacBook Air model in 2023 with a roughly 15-inch screen. The company also reportedly plans to increase the size of its screens in the current 13-inch MacBook Air and entry-level iPad. OnePlus will hold an event on March 31st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to announce its international release of the OnePlus 10 Pro. The phone launched in China back in January. OnePlus will announce availability and pricing for the phone in the U.S., Europe, and India. And finally, in November 2021, the Zelda reverse engineering team finished reverse engineering The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time into C code. Now the developer Harbor Masters completed a PC port from this code. Users must download software called Ship of Harkonnen from the developer's Discord server and input their own legally sourced N64 ROM of the game. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get this podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.